Bibles some 2,000 years ago. My sermon this morning will be a rewrite of that in contemporary language so that we might have the opportunity to hear it anew, hear it fresh, to have it enter into our lives right now. As Jesus was standing there looking over downtown and all the glass skyscrapers, he and his disciples started talking about all the achievements and accomplishments of humans. Jesus said, "All of these things you see, buildings, bridges, highways, all of it will be reduced to rubble and landfill. Even the churches will be leveled so that no one will even be able to recognize them anymore." This kind of freaked them out. So they asked him, "Boss, when is it all going to happen? Can you give us a time frame or a schedule? Or what will be the tipping point? Or better yet, who will be the premier or prime minister?" Jesus replied, "The time is coming when your beliefs will be challenged and your trust in God will be put to the test. There will be charismatic, popular leaders whom everyone will start following. They'll even use my name. The temptation will be to trust those people who claim to have the power and wisdom of God and can fix everything. They will say things like, 'I am the only one who knows the truth,' and 'Put your trust in me because I know exactly what is going to happen. And if you don't do what I say, it will be Armageddon. Do not follow them as if they were me.' When the news starts being full of stories of terrorist attacks and invasions and espionage and trade sanctions and rioting and civil wars and revolutions, don't give in to fear. All of these things must happen when people put their trust in ideologies, nationalism, and their own tribal identities. The final resolution, the culmination of all of humanity's endeavors, will take a long time to come to fruition." Then Jesus said to them, "East will fight against the west, the north against the south, the haves against the have-nots. The whole world order will be upset and flipped around. Tribe against tribe, country against country, region against region, continent against continent. And will not be only man-made tragedies. There will be earthquakes and volcanoes erupting, severe droughts and famines, virus and flu pandemics, new cancers and diseases, tsunamis and thousand-year floods. Even the atmosphere itself will groan in protest with devastating storms and hurricanes never experienced before. But that's not all. Because of your faith, because of your trust in God, the police will come and arrest you and look for ways to make your life hard. You'll be brought before various leaders and others in positions of authority who believe they have the ability to judge your faith. They'll take away your privileged status and put you on trial, all because you call yourselves followers of mine. This will give you a chance to witness to your faith, to tell about the love and grace of God. Now, you will want to know ahead of time what the right words will be to say, as if the words will convince them. But I say to you, trust the Holy Spirit within you. Speak from your heart. Share the truth you have come to know through me. When confronted with your purity of heart, your integrity, your authenticity, there are no words they can say that will contradict or disprove you. And it won't just be the governments and officials who cause you problems. Where you work, in your neighborhoods, your clubs, Those who know you will turn on you. People who thought were your friends will be so confronted by your faith that they will choose going along over their relationship with you. People who have called you friend will look at you with fear and anger. Even people who are in your own family, your parents and siblings, spouses and children, will come to believe that you have become an enemy to them. They will stop talking to you, isolate you, and even turn you in because they have come to believe that your trust in God is dangerous. And don't kid yourself. When those close to you turn on you and betray you, it will be hard. Very hard. Some of you will have your rights taken away, some put in prison, some tortured. And yes, some of you will die. All of this because you dared to stand for love, forgiveness, and grace in my name. But when you have given your all, you will receive it all. There is nothing they can do to you. There is nothing they can take away that can touch who you are in God's eyes, the real you. The suffering you endure for God, God will use to draw you closer to God, closer to the source of all love and of all life and of all truth. Just as I died and was resurrected, so also your dyings will be transformed into life, which is life indeed. Do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Amen.